Our prayer request is remember Betty and Brian Stamen. Pray for them as they face today since Brother Guy went home to be with the Lord. He passed away this week. Remember Ronnie Britton. The results of his bone marrow test showed some cancer cells, and he's going to be starting treatments this week on Wednesday and Thursday. Pray for him, Lori, and all the family. Remember Johnny Huffman, to pray for him as he has radiation treatments for prostate cancer. Continue to remember Mom, and continue to pray for her and Dad. Holly Lill, keep Holly and Randy and the boys in your prayers. Remember Helen at Grace Ridge, and also pray for Ken. Keep remembering Jane Clark as she's at Carolina Rehab. And pray for Margie Austin as she's at Bryan Center, and for Beverly. And it says Jimmy Mercado, Geraldine emailed to say that he has pneumonia, and she asked that we keep praying for him. And do remember to keep checking our website for updates and all the rest of them that are on our prayer list, which it seems the preacher said it, I think, Wednesday night talking about it. It seems like it just keeps on changing and moving, and it seems like there's more people added. And we just got to remember to keep praying for folks. We are in a situation in our world that I've never seen before. And our Sunday school lesson that we're going through, it, teaching through Romans, I tell you, it reminds us of a lot of things. And today, our Sunday school lesson is More Than Conquerors. And as I was studying over it, and you see different things, and you read different things, and it talks about, you know, we're not going to get into the whether we're Calvinist or not. We know we're not Calvinists. We know that Jesus come and died for all. We know that he did make a path for everyone to be saved if they so chose to be. But here Paul's talking about how we're more than conquerors because of what the Lord has done for us. And as I was studying over it, I got to thinking about all the things that Paul lays out in today's Sunday school lesson really fits the way that the world's going for us today. All these things are happening to different ones of us, and different things are happening, but we're seeing our world change in front of us. And, you know, I said something the other day after church, me and the preacher was talking, and I said, you know, I really thought it was just a fluke about the election. I really didn't think there was that many people in the world that had slid that far. But I tell you, I was watching the news, and yes, I watch the news. I watch it all the time. You know, I'm getting to what I used to aggravate my daddy about. He'd go home and watch the news and eat and go to bed. So now I go to bed, watch the news, and eat. So I don't do it in that order. But you think about what's going on, and it said since the last decade that Christianity and church attendance in the United States was at an all-time low. And I read that and I thought, I didn't read that right. So I let it come through again on the little ticker on the bottom. And I read it again. And I thought to myself, how sad of a statement that is. That a country as great as ours, blessed as great as we are, have forgotten about God. But today in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, we pick back up where Adam left off last Sunday. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Now here in the first verse, we see that God has a purpose for our lives. And it says that all things work together for good to them that love God and them who are called according to his purpose. But there in verse number 28, God's purpose for our life is to serve and honor him. God's purpose for our life is for us to live a godly, Christ-like life. Now, as you read over that, the health and the wealth crowd will tell you that, well, if you love God, then everything's going to work out for the best. No, you know, we see pain, we see sorrow, we see suffering, we see all these different things that happens to a Christian in the walk that us folks have to take a lot of times. But here's the thing. We need to remember that if you're saved by the grace of God and God's living in you, He's with you. He knows what we need every day. What an amazing God that knows everything that we need. And when we go through these troubles and these trials, and bad things happen to good people. You know, we can hear some on television get up and say, well, everything's going to work together for good to them that love God and called according to His purpose. Well, I tell you what, I've seen some real men and women of God that's went through a lot of stuff that I would think if that was true, I would say, well, there's no way God had ever put them through that. But God has a reason and a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. And He is with us. And Paul says that we know that all things are going to work together. I'm glad that we've got a God in heaven who has a purpose and a plan and has this thing outlined for us all the way through. Because, again, I'll tell you, the world's a scary place to be. I don't know what's going to happen next. But I tell you one thing, folks. We can pillow our heads every night knowing that our God in heaven is sovereign, is holy, and has a plan. Nothing's sneaking up on Him, nothing's scaring Him, and nothing's taking Him by surprise. Our God has a purpose for our lives. And I tell you what, I'll be the first one to say that sometimes I look back and I say, why in the world would this ever happen to me, Lord? Why? But I tell you one thing, I don't know. But I do know this. Our God in heaven knows what we need and is with us through every part of that plan. Now that plan doesn't always include that we're on top of the mountain shouting and hollering and running around. It might be that we're in the lowest, deepest, darkest valley. But our God is with us. And He has a purpose. And He has a plan. And He has a reason for us being there. It may be that somebody else needs to see the grace of God in our lives. It might be a whole different world of things. But I'm glad that our God knows the plan and the purpose for our lives. And it says to them who are called according to, I like the next two words, His purpose. God didn't save us and say, okay, go out and have everything that you've ever wanted because it's all what you want. It says it's for His purpose. Folks, it's time that we realize, and I said that about America sliding and church attendance down and people not even attending the house of God anymore. Part of that is because we have not been following His purpose for our lives. We are called to live a separated, blameless, sinless life the best that we can. Called to be like Christ. Called to be Christ-like. That means that we're to live different, to act different, to walk different. That don't mean we're to shun anybody or say we're better than anybody, but we need to walk according to His purpose. And I got to be honest with you, sometimes His purpose scares us to death because we don't understand. We've all faced sorrows. We've all faced pain. We've all faced bad days. I mean, everybody has bad days, but you don't know what the purpose is. We may never know what the entire purpose of some of the things and trials and troubles and stuff that we've been through until we get home to be with the Lord. But one of the things that I like, and it's our Sunday school lessons title, it says more than conquerors. If we're saved by the grace of God and living for Him and walking for Him, then He knows what we need. He knows what He's going to do. And we have a home in glory. Because He has conquered. He has conquered the grave. He has conquered death. He has conquered hell. Our Lord and Savior has conquered all that. It says, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And to whom He justified, them He also glorified. Here, we go down through and we see Paul goes on. He talks more about all things working together for the good of them that love the Lord and for His purpose because He knew us. He set it all up. Now again, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that the Calvinists are right. They're not right. They're wrong. God so loved the world. Jesus came and died on the cross for all of us. But God hadn't. Here's the thing that amazes me. Our God in heaven had the foreknowledge to know and knew everything that His people were going to go through. Everything that His people was going to need. Everything that this whole world was going to go through. That you and I were going to go through. Everything. He had that knowledge. He knew. And Paul's saying that to say what? He said, all things work together for good to them that love God, because God knows. He has known what we need. What we have to have. What a God that we serve. Think about that love for a minute. I can't really explain these verses. Why? Because I don't know of a love that powerful and that strong and that all-knowing that He knew in 2021, the first Sunday in May, what you and I would need to fulfill His purpose and His will and keep us. Well, He had to know everybody in His church. Just think about that. How would you like to do the logistics on everybody in His church? That they'd have to have breath. That they'd have to have food, water, clothing. They'd have to have the right mind to get here. They'd have to be able to put their shoes on. They'd have to be able to get dressed, to get ready, to fix you. Think about all the things. He would also have to know how to keep everybody from running all over somebody else to get here. Think about all the God in, that our God in heaven knew that we would that would take to fulfill His purpose today. And I'm going to tell you, folks, His purpose is that we attend the house of God and serve and honor and worship Him. He knew that. He knew us. And it says He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. He wants us to be like Him. I'll clue you in on something. Jesus didn't save you so that we could sit down and brag about it. He saved us to be like Him. Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes that's easy, sometimes that's hard. But He gave us that plan. Our God has a plan for us. And that's what these verses are saying. He said, no, moreover, did whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. He not only knew, but He called us. And He justified us. And He glorified us. We have a home in heaven because God knew that we would need a sacrifice to come and to die on a cross for us. A sinless and blameless sacrifice. He knew we would need salvation. He knew we would have to have that. Our God knew that. What a love that our God provides. The reason we're more than conquerors is because our God knew what we needed and provided it for us and made a way for us. And He convicted you of your sins and He saved you. And He set you on a better path. That's the reason we're more than conquerors. Because of our God in heaven who loved us, who loves us, who takes care of us, who knows our needs, who knows what we're going through, who knows everything about us. Paul is convincing these Roman people here that it's because of God. We are more than conquerors because of Him and what He's done for us and how He knew what we would need and how He's justified us and glorified us and set us apart and made us a different creature. That's our Lord. That's our Savior. That's the one who redeems us and makes us the way and makes us whole. And then He goes on, He says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Now 31 and 32 talks about a gift of His own Son. Think about this. God knew what we needed. God knew what we had to have. And God then, Paul says, if we say then these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? We don't have to worry about things coming up against us. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about these things because God didn't even spare His own Son. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. And if He loved us that much, He wouldn't spare His own Son. Paul says, how shall He not with Him so freely give us all things? Now that doesn't mean He's going to give us everything that we want, desire, and His health and wealth again. But if God sent His own Son to die on the cross for us, shed His precious blood, gave Him a sacrifice for us, would He not take care of us? Would He not make us conquerors? We are to know today that this is not our home. One thing that age and getting farther down the road has taught me is this is not our home. There's nothing here for the child of God, and it's getting less and less every day. But we've got a God in heaven who sent His Son to die on the cross for us, saved our souls, set us apart, and made a place for us. Hey, we've got these things. I talked to the preacher just a few minutes. I was going to talk to him Wednesday night about it, but I didn't get to, so I talked to him this morning. Back in the first, in January 6th to 19, he preached about this. And I had some things that I'd wrote down. And I meant to ask him, because I've been looking at it, I meant to ask him if I could use them. And he said I could. So I want to give you just a few things that I really liked. We can be sure of our protection. And that goes right along with this verse. Our God has got this. We don't know. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But our Lord in heaven has got this. He has a plan for us. He has a provision for us. He's for our protection. And it says that we can be sure of our possession. That's one of the things that I wrote that down, and I love that. We can be sure of our possession because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. But I think about this too. I think about the Holy Spirit coming and coming back. And coming back. He's come back to a lot of people. He's come back multiple times in that convicting power. Think about that. Not everybody the first time that they were convicted of their sins were saved. What a merciful, loving God that we have that'll keep coming back. And it says, He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Paul's asking questions there. He said, if he'll send His own Son to the cross to die for us, is there anything our God won't do for us? Is there anything our God can't do for us? We have to realize today we're serving a powerful, holy God who's got this, so we can be more than conquerors. And then I like the next two verses. It talks about, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? That condemneth. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, also who also maketh intercession for us. Paul goes on, he talks about the plan and the purpose and the gift that he gave us, but look at the justification that he gave us. Look at the position that we have, and that's another one that I wrote down. We can be sure of our position. How can we be sure of our position? Because we have Jesus at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I every day. Now think about this. You've heard me say the term before, we're sinners saved by the grace of God. The only thing that separates us in the world is Him and what He done for us. Think about this. We still sin every day. We have bad thoughts. We get angry. Well, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm talking to myself now. But we have bad thoughts. I have bad thoughts. I get angry. I get frustrated. I'll even look at something and say, how stupid is that? You know, I get tore up. And if you don't, maybe that's not what bothers you. But certain things tire me up. And that's part of my problem. I get tore up over nothing a lot of times. And when I do, Ash Darnell, I can't let it go. But you know what? Something to me that seems so nothing. If I sin in any of that, there's Jesus going to the Father and getting forgiveness and interceding for me. Think about that, folks. The blood of Jesus has been applied to our hearts and our lives. We've got Him making intercession for everything that we've done. Saying that He's mine. I bought Him. I shed that blood. He's mine. Think about that for a minute. Paul's saying we're more than conquerors because we have Jesus not only dying on the cross for us and resurrecting and shedding His blood and convicting us of our sins and saving us, but we have a God in heaven who's making intercession for us every day. Yes. Knowing how we are. I tell you what, we can be more than conquerors because He knows how we are. I thought about this. He knows every little dirty, rotten secret that every one of us hold. That we hope to never get out for anybody else to see. And He forgave us. And He's still interceding for us. What a Savior. And He goes on, Paul goes on, he says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? And he goes through a whole long list of things. He says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 35 and 36 talks about how it's impossible to separate us from God. And I'll be honest with you, it's not impossible for us to separate from God, because sometimes we get that way. We get tired in the journey. We get weary. We question. I look at myself. I say a lot of times, why? Why, Lord? I don't understand a lot of things. But Paul says right here, it says, who can separate us? He asks that question, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Now, I just went through all this, and I did a very poor job of trying to explain it. But just think about all the purpose and the plan and the gift. And Jesus dying on the cross for us and loving us and saving us and keeping us and knowing what we need and knew from the beginning of the earth what we were going to need. Before we were ever born, He knew what we were going to need. Now, it comes down to this. Paul looks at him and says, well, who can separate us from any of that? Can all these troubles and trials and persecutions and distress and famine, natural disasters, what all can separate us from the love of God? And then he says, this is written, we can be killed all the day long. You know, just think about that. I'm going to tell you, if the world stands, folks, and I do believe the Lord's coming back to get us pretty soon, but if the world stands, folks, my children, some of our grandchildren, some of our great-grandchildren, if the world stands, it's going to go through persecution. Because I'm telling you, you can see it. They are coming after the church. It won't be long. But I think our God in heaven is going to come and raise us and get us out of here. I really believe that. I believe that our Lord's coming back for us, and I don't believe it's going to be long. But he says, who can separate us from any of that? And then in verse number 37, he says, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Paul goes and he looks at him and he said, who can separate us from the love of God? All these tribulations, distress, these troubles, these trials, all these things in life, even death, what can separate us? And then he goes, there's nothing going to separate us because we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We got nothing to set up and brag about. We got nothing to boast about in ourselves. But folks, every day that God gives us a breath, we ought to at least thank Him for loving us, for saving us, for making a way for us. Hey, I'll be honest with you. A lot of times you get so busy, you can't stop and you can't have a big, hour-long prayer. There's people are busy. But you can pray while you're walking. You can pray while you're working. You can pray while you're driving. Don't close your eyes. Although it looks like a lot of people in Hickory do that every day. But you can do that. But there's one thing that we ought to realize. We are more than conquerors. And I'm about done. Because of what Jesus done for us. Just think about this. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ." We see His victory and His love. And I read this in the quarterly that we have. It said it don't matter how high we go or how low we drop. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Sometimes we get way high. But a lot of the times we stay low. But if you're saved by the grace of God, nothing can separate you from Him. Life, death, it doesn't matter. It says principalities, powers, death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities or powers, nor things present, nor things to come. It don't matter what it is. Nothing can separate you from His love. And that's not because of anything we did. That's because of Him. Because of His love. Think about this. We have a God in heaven who loves us so much that we can't be separated by anything. When you think you're alone, when you think nobody understands, when you think you're the only one going through it, you're not. We got a God who knows and understands, who loves us, who knows our troubles, our trials. This is amazing. This is amazing to me, and I'll shut up. Way before we ever were ever even thought of, when He was hanging the mud seals of the earth, He knew y'all. He knew y'all. He knew me. He knew everybody in the world. And He loves them. What a love. There's nothing that separates us from that love. We are more than conquerors because of Him. And I say this. Just think about that love for a minute. How you've acted down through your life. How I've acted down through my life. Would you continue to love you? Yes. What a Savior. What a Lord. That's all I have. Jeremy, would you dismiss us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough. We'll be back in the house this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson.